Hello, fitness friends, it's Phil, and this is episode 150 of the Get Fit to Row podcast. Right, today, the podcast is actually titled Catch 22, and it is nothing to do with the book or the movie or the phrase, Catch 22. It's nothing to do with that. Some of you may have thought, maybe there is a catch 22 in Get Fit to Row and fitness. Maybe there is a catch. But for this, there's actually no catch at all. What we're doing really here is we're saying that this is the 2nd of January, 22, and the catch, if I've never talked about it before, I think I probably have in a previous podcast, but the catch is the beginning of something, the beginning of the stroke, the moment when you're starting to apply pressure into the rowing stroke. It's when it all begins. What happens after the catch is all to be played out. And obviously, one of the things that we do in rowing an awful lot is we refine the catch. And let's say, you know, whether, no matter whether you're, let's say, 18 to 80, because that seems to be the age range of people that listen to this podcast, no matter whether you're 18 to 80, is that every year, in theory, we could improve the start of the year, the catch of the year. We could do that. But for various reasons, we don't always have a brilliant catch. But look, on this particular podcast, and it's only going to be a short one, I'm going to be basically saying that we're out of the blocks. It's the 2nd of January. It's time to get things organized. It's time to commit. It's time to focus. And it's time to really try and emphasize the catch of the year, the start of the year. Because if you get it right, everything else is pretty good, generally, in terms of like thinking about the rowing stroke, right? If you get the catch right, the rest of it, to some extent, does its thing. And you can improve it as you go along. And similarly, with the start of the year, if we concentrate enough on getting the catch going, getting the start of the year going as quickly as possible, then that's going to give us more time to make the rest of the year pretty awesome. And that's it. I'm going to leave it there. And I wish you all the best in 2022. And I hope that you all have a blindingly brilliant and beautiful catch. That's it for me. Take care. Ta-da. See you.